Unit 14. We love to play games. Part 1. Listen, look and write.
Listen very carefully. Our ship is leaving soon. We are going around the world. Any one of you can go. But you can only go to your own rooms.
Part 2. Listen, color, and draw.
It was a beautiful day. Sam, Tom, and some other children went to a big island. The sun was shining. Sam and Tom were playing football. Can you see Jane? She's looking at the flowers.
Yes. I can see her now.
Please color one flower yellow and one flower red.
Good. Now let's see. Where's May? I can't see her.
What's she wearing?
She's wearing a pink dress and a white hat.
Ah! I see her now. She's playing a game with Jim.
Yes, that's her. Please draw a hat for Jim. He's hot too.
Good. Can you see a boy in the water?
Yes, he is swimming.
Right. Draw a fish in front of the boy and draw a ball behind the boy.
Wait a minute, what did you say?
I said, draw a fish in front of the boy and draw a ball behind the boy.
Okay.
Should I color the ball?
Yes, you can color the ball blue.
You can color the fish red.
Oh, there's a monkey on the tree. He is picking the coconuts. He is throwing the coconuts on the ground.
Can I color the monkey brown?
Yes, please draw a monkey on another tree.
Okay, I like drawing monkeys.
Can you see a starfish on the island?
Yes. Should I draw another starfish? Yes. Please draw two more starfish on the island. Color one green and one black.
All right. Color one green and one black.
Oh, that's a beautiful picture now.
Yes, I like this picture and I like my drawing too.
Part 8. Listen, read, and act. The story of Stone Soup.
Many years ago, the weather was once very bad for a whole year. People had very little food. So they always hid their food when strangers came. They didn't want to share their food with the strangers. One day, a man came to the village with a very big pot. He put the pot on the ground, and people quickly came up to him.
"Please go away. We don't have any food."
"You'd better move on. Maybe you can find food in the next village."
"We are all so hungry. We can't give you any food. Please go away quickly. We have no food for you."
"Don't worry. I have everything I need.
I was just thinking of making some stone soup to share with all of you.
So he got some water in the pot and made a fire under the pot. Then he put two stones in the pot. After some time, he tasted the stone soup and said loudly,
"Ah, it's very tasty. Of course, stone soup with beans, that would taste better."
Soon a villager ran back home and brought back some beans and gave them to the stranger.
"Here you are. These are the beans."
"Thanks very much. Now I'm putting the beans in. Let's see what the soup tastes like. It's very good. But once I had the soup with a little meat in it, and it tasted great."
Soon another villager ran back home and quickly bought some meat and gave it to the stranger.
"Here you are. You can put the meat in the soup."
"Thank you very much. Now I'm sure it tastes much better. Yummy. I remember the soup I had in the past was very colourful. If we could have some different coloured vegetables, it would look nicer, and of course, taste much better. It would be a soup fit for a king and queen."
Many villagers went back and they brought back different coloured vegetables and gave them all to the stranger. "Here are some carrots and tomatoes."
"Here are some peas and potatoes."
"Here are some sausages and eggs."
"Here are some onions and a chicken."
The stranger put all the vegetables in the pot together with the eggs and the chicken, and he asked all the villagers to take a bowl and taste the stone soup.
"Wow! It's great!"
"Ah, yummy!"
"Yes, it's excellent!"
After the stranger was gone, all the villagers wondered why he could make such wonderful soup. Read aloud.
"Daisy, what made you so happy?" "I've got good scores for my homework. What made you so sad?" "I've lost my robot. Is this your robot?" "Oh yes, you've made me happy again. Thank you." "You're welcome."